The Atwater's prairie chicken is a member of the grouse family. It is brownish and strongly black-barred, with a short, rounded, blackish tail. It weighs about 1.5 to 2.5 pounds and has been on the endangered species list since 1967. It lives in the wild in only 3 places. The Atwater's Prairie Chicken National Wildlife Refuge, just southwest of Sealy, the Texas City Prairie Preserve, and on private lands near Goliad.
In addition to that, there are quite a few Atwater's prairie chickens in captivity.
Wendy Brown is with the Fish and Wildlife Service.
A number of different facilities participate in the captive breeding program, which provides not only the birds for release, but obviously is kind of our safety net in terms of a carefully genetically managed captive breeding program to make sure that the species doesn't go extinct.
The reason for the dramatic decline of the bird is not because it's been hunted to death.
Certainly Atwater's prairie chickens were hunted, but hunting is not really the cause of their demise. The cause of their demise is the fact that so much of their habitat has been converted to farmland, pasture land, and they've lost the native coastal prairie that they're dependent upon.
Brown says this does not mean there is no habitat for the bird. She says there is a lot in Texas. The problem is that it is fragmented, and with the precipitous decline of the bird, the job now is to reintroduce it into the wild.
That is a very complicated issue. So in terms of our ability to recover the species based on the habitat that's available and all the different habitat restoration programs that are currently planned or underway, there certainly is great hope for the Atwater's prairie chicken.
One of those restoration projects is the private lands near Goliad, the habitat available there as part of the Coastal Prairie Conservation Initiative. Tim Anderson is a biologist with Fish and Wildlife.
We're working with private landowners and non-governmental organizations on projects to reclaim, restore, and conserve habitat that might potentially serve as release sites for Atwater's prairie chickens.
Anderson says it is not always an easy sell to get landowners to allow for the release of an endangered species on their property, so they're offered a safe harbor agreement.
The agreement pretty much says that if they will do something that provides a net conservation benefit to the listed species and maintain those improvements for a period of time, that at the end of that period of time they can come back and essentially dispose of the property as they wish.
The draft recovery plan is largely habitat-based. It calls for prescribed burns and cattle grazing to help maintain the prairie grasslands. The deadline for public comment on the plan is January 18th. You'll find links to the plan, the unique mating call of the bird, and a picture of an Atwater's prairie chicken at KUHF.org. Rod Rice, Houston Public Radio News.